KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State baseball would fall short to yesterday at Nebraska, losing to the Cornhuskers 5-4. Jackrabbits trailed 4-0 after the first two innings, but then SDSU would tie the game with a pair of runs in the top of the eighth. Nebraska answered with the game-winning run in the bottom of the eighth. SDSU baseball now heads to the Viking Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, for three games this weekend. They'll take on Northwestern on Friday at 11 a.m., Minnesota Saturday night at 7, and then they'll take on Southern Illinois Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Also coming up today, South Dakota State softball in Lincoln, Nebraska. They'll take on the Cornhuskers for a doubleheader. That starts at 4 p.m. And Dakota Wesleyan baseball and softball headed to Tucson, Arizona for the next week. Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they've got five games on the schedule this weekend in Arizona. While Dakota Wesleyan softball, they've got 10 games in Arizona. It starts against Indiana Wesleyan tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Coverage this Friday night of high school boys basketball on Q1073 and Corn Country 92.1. A region semifinals. So we'll concentrate on Region 3B. These games taking place at Madison High School on Friday nights. The 1-seed Bridgewater Emory takes on the 4-seed Sioux Falls Lutheran, followed by number 2 Sanborn Central Woonsocket and the 3-seed Ethan. Both of those games Friday nights on Q1073 with Clint Greenway. Also, one of the big matchups on Friday nights in Region 4B, number 2 Parkston and number 3 Freeman. Not only the 2-seeds and 3-seeds in their region, but the number 2 and 3 seeds overall in all of Class B. That'll take place in Parkston on Friday nights on Corn Country 92.1. USD basketball, they've still got to one more day until they start their Summer League tournament. USD women will take on the 6-seed Denver tomorrow at 2:30 in Sioux Falls. Coyote women won both meetings this season with Denver, including a 53-42 road win on February 5th. Coyote men, they'll take on the 5-seed Omaha tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Coyote men won both meetings this season as well versus Omaha, including an 89-72 home win just a week ago on February 25th. College Football Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz, who led Notre Dame to a national title, has passed away at the age of 89. Notre Dame announced yesterday that Holtz passed away in Orlando, Florida, surrounded by his family. A cause of death was not provided. Lou Holtz won 249 games over 33 seasons at 6 different schools. He's the first and so far only coach to lead 6 different teams to bowl games. He won 249 games. Meanwhile, at Notre Dame, he was 130-2 over 11 seasons with the Fighting Irish. Schools participating in the upcoming NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments could face fines starting at $10,000 if they fail to submit player availability reports required for the first time this year. NCAA announced yesterday that player availability reports are intended to combat betting-related pressure, solicitation, and harassment that athletes receive from bettors connected to playing status. The requirement for the NCAA basketball tournament is a pilot program. Teams must submit initial reports the night before the game and provide any updates at least 2 hours prior to the scheduled tip time. And the public can also access those reports online at NCAA.com. And that's Look At Your Sports for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.